Sports time. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Today in eight-player playoff football, it was North Crawford advancing to the next round with a 46-0 victory. The next will host either Hurley or Tri-County. And it was Belmont over DeSoto, 44-32. And Belmont advances to play at Oakfield Friday night at 7. The WIAA released the playoff pairings for 11-player football beginning this coming Friday night. Ithaca will be at Waseca Steuben-Seneca in the first round of Division 7. Also, Cashton will be at Brookwood and Royal at Roncalli. In Division 6 games, Mineral Point at Fenimore. A rematch again. They just played last night. Darlington will be hosting Melrose Mindoro. In Division 6, Richland Center makes it in the playoffs. They will play at Stratford Friday night. Westfield is at Prairie du Chien. River Valley will host Durand, Arkansas, and Lancaster will be at Amherst. Division 4 action coming up on Friday night. Platteville at Lodi, and Aquinas will be hosting Amory. And Division 3 games include Waterford at Reed. And Pewaukee is taking on Sauk Prairie at Sauk Prairie. Mount Horeb-Barneville will host Wausau East in the upcoming WIAA Round 1 Level 1 football playoffs. Today in the WIAC college football, Oshkosh got the win against Eau Claire 28-21. Platteville over La Crosse 38-21 and River Falls 52-7 over Stevens Point. Michigan has defeated Washington, final score of 24-7 today. Also, the Badgers currently trailing 27-0 to the number one ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. Shohei Ohtani hit three home runs and pitched shutout ball into the seventh inning for the Dodgers, putting on a spectacular two-way show in Game 4 of the National League Championship Series with 10 strikeouts on the mound and three homers that traveled a combined 1,342 feet at the plate. Ohtani made history in both of his dual roles for the defending champion Dodgers, who returned to the World Series with a 5-1 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers that completed a four-game sweep. The Arizona Cardinals hope to snap a four-game losing streak when they host the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. The Cardinals' four losses have come by a combined 9 points. Head coach Matt LaFleur of Green Bay knows that it is a struggling team, but they are good.
I think our guys understand that. I mean, we haven't won on the road either, so we got to do a good job of preparing and getting ready to play our best ball. I don't think we played a complete game up to date. We've had moments in each phase that have been really good, but to do it collectively for four quarters, I don't think we've done that, and we're going to need to do that against a really strong football team.
Quarterback Jordan Love says the Pack needs to be ready.
No, definitely not. I think the Cardinals are a really good team. You know, watching their defense throughout the week, you know, I think they do a lot of good things. Obviously, we played them last year, and I think that defense has got better since last year. So I don't think we ever overlook any teams. But like you said, you know, they've been in some close games, you know, haven't, you know, came out with the outcomes they wanted. But, you know, I still think they're a really good team. And, you know, definitely we're focused on us this week and going out there and trying to get a win on the road.
Pre-game time tomorrow, 1 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9. The 49ers have activated star tight end George Kittle from injured reserve. Kittle missed the past five games with a hamstring injury. He returned to practice this week and is ready to play against the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday night. To make room on the roster, the 49ers placed linebacker Fred Warner on injured reserve. Diego Pavia threw for 160 yards and a score and ran for 86 yards and two more touchdowns as number 17 Vanderbilt beat 10th-rated LSU today 31-24. Bill Belichick's tenure at North Carolina has been challenging, with the team still seeking its first victory against a power opponent. The Tar Heels suffered a heartbreaking 21-18 loss to California last night. The AP Top 25 college football rankings could see major shakeups. Miami, rated number 2, was upset at home by unranked Louisville Friday. Minnesota also defeated number 25 Nebraska 24-6. Vanderbilt improved to 6-1 with a win over number 10 LSU, while number 12 Georgia Tech remained undefeated, beating Duke 27-18. LSU's top 10 status is uncertain after its loss, and Louisville could enter the rankings after its big win. That's an update on sports for a Saturday. I am Phil Nee.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.